Toward the spring of 1901, Carrie found herself recovering from months of nervous breakdown. On a rainy afternoon in the outskirts of Vienna, she checked into the Zugerkandel Sanatorium and cleansing spa. Chicago featured thousands of saloons along with legalized, easily available opium compounds and patent medicines. What was sex like with a very experienced man who was increasingly mentally ill? His condition grew much worse. By now, his nighthawk ways left him almost sleepless, like a bear caught in the attic. San Gabriel Valley felt like North Africa, and the breezes often smelled like wine from fruit rotting on the ground. Finally at night, in their Eden, or rather, Carrie's Eden, each man told stories. Each suitor delivered his version of the next century. And Carrie delivered her story as well, but kept changing her endings for years.